AgTech 360 discusses breakthrough technologies that are impacting growers, businesses, and consumers. Hear from industry and academic experts about what's on the horizon.
So hi, I'm your host, Adrian Percy, the Executive Director of the NC Plant Sciences Initiative, and I'm sitting here with Thomas Joyner, President of Nash Produce. He runs one of the largest sweet potato processing facilities in the country, which is quite an operation, I can tell you. And to stay ahead of the curve, Thomas is hands-on when it comes to decision-making and an early adopter when it comes to exploring new technologies. I'm really looking to discussing a little bit the unique relationship that you have with the university and the Sweet Apps research team. But before we start, Thomas, first of all, welcome. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for allowing me to be here.
It's a real pleasure for me and a real honor.
And me as well.
And what I always like to start off about is just asking people a little bit about their background and how they ended up in agriculture. But I think you probably were born into agriculture, but I'll let you tell your story a little bit.
I was certainly born into agriculture, a little bit more of a winding road, I guess, than a lot. It wasn't a direct shot. But I grew up on a small tobacco farm in eastern North Carolina, Sandy Cross community, about 60 miles east of Raleigh. But I happened to grow up near a farmer who was planting a lot of cucumbers, pickling cucumbers. Over time, I became associated with him, grew up, and ended up in college, went sat for the CPA exam, and came back to be his controller during the 90s. And by that point, he was one of the largest pickle producers in the country and had sweet potatoes as well, but he was really focused on pickling cucumbers. In 2006, he wanted to retire, offered it to a group of growers in our area. They had the resources to purchase it with, but didn't really want to run it. I mean, they had their own operation, so they approached me and said, look, we knew you worked there and very familiar with it. Would you like to run it for us?
So let's talk about Nash Produce then. Yes. I think of your operation as really being farm to fork, but tell us what that really means from your perspective.
I'm probably as proud of the fact that how many growers that we have. You know, we have growers that are very large growers, but I also have growers that are 15 to 20 acres. And that allows, and we sell in some of the largest retailers in the country, and that allows these small growers to be associated with some of these big retailers because they would not have that market without us otherwise. We're owned by a group of growers, but that's not the only people that supply us. And ultimately, what that has grown into was it allowed a lot of participation from a lot of farmers. So that's where we are.
So tell us about what you're actually providing to those growers then in terms of the service.
It is incredibly important that the grower make money. And it's, you know, we've got to make money, and obviously the retailer has to make money. I mean, business is not a complex process for the most part. Everybody's got to make a little bit of money. And we try to share with our growers best practices of other growers so that, you know, they can kind of see what's going on. You know, you have some really, really good growers, very innovative growers who invest a lot in technology, some who not so much so, but it still works. We continue to talk to those guys and say, look, your neighbor's doing this. He's, you know, putting out this amount of fertilizer. He's putting out these chemicals, and this is really working well. The yields are up really well, and so we try to share that information and so that everybody is successful with it.
So let's talk about sweet potatoes. I mean,
yes.
Can you give us a little bit about some information about the importance of sweet potatoes, particularly here in North Carolina? And
that sweet potatoes are the seventh most popular crop globally as a produce crop. And the reason being is because they're so nutritious. I mean, they have a lot of nutritional value, high in beta-carotene, particularly the orange flesh sweet potatoes. And they are very nutritious for some of these developing economies. They've got good storability. They can harvest them. They don't have to process them immediately. And that works well for communities that are trying to grow or trying to come out of, you know, certain situations. So, but for us, the process has been, we're harvesting now, we're completing our harvest through the end of November. We began harvesting around Labor Day. We store all these sweet potatoes. Sweet potatoes are a stored crop. They're not shipped out of the field. And the potatoes that you were eating in July and August were shipped out of inventory. They were harvested the prior year. We always maintain inventory, so if you're in the grocery store, generally speaking, the potatoes have been harvested sometime prior to that. And we tell our consumers that if we've done a really good job when we transition from old crop to new crop, maybe in October, you don't know the difference. You never see there's a difference in the product.
And so North Carolina is the biggest producer of sweet potatoes in the U.S., right? And these sweet potatoes are going
all over the world. Mm-hmm. We ship all over the U.S. We ship into Canada, Mexico, Europe, and probably 40% of North Carolina supply was going into Europe, primarily the U.K., into Europe. There's a tremendous demand. Our North Carolina Sweet Potato Commission has done a tremendous job marketing sweet potatoes around the world and increasing per capita consumption. And that's what it's all about, getting people to eat more sweet potatoes, be it the fries, be it the cubes, be it fresh sweet potatoes, just increasing consumption. And it really works well for everybody.
So this pod is about agricultural technology, so maybe we should talk about that
a little bit.
So how are you deploying technology? How are you observing technology being deployed today that wasn't perhaps, you know, so common in the past? I mean, how are things evolving in that sweet potato industry?
Number one, from a marketing perspective, you know, the packing of them. We use electronic sizers now, because the food service industry has really gotten into sweet potatoes and sell them in a lot of restaurants. And they want a very precisely sized sweet potato. They want the same size so it looks great on a steak plate. NC State, Craig Incho developed a variety back years ago, almost 20 now, I guess, on the Covington variety. And it looked good on a plate, has the characteristics on the appearance of a russet. And that potato looks, that's what the consumers want. They want a certain size. So we use electronic sizing in order to pick those potatoes out to sell to the food service, for instance. We get back to some of the other affiliation with state. There's a sweet apps program that we are beginning to look at that ultimately will take a picture of the top of a bin of harvested potatoes just out of the field. That has several positive implications. One being that we will know what we have stored, because we store these potatoes all year, and if we know exactly what's in the bins, when we get ready to pack them, we know which customer they'll best fit for, whether it be for retail, whether it be for food service, processing, we'll see that in that bin. But the bigger benefit is back to the grower. For a grower, the biggest benefit is yield. It's not what ultimately it is what I pay him, but it's based on how much product he gets out of an acre of sweet potatoes, and the more that he can get out of, the higher his yield is, generally speaking, the more money he'll make. So if we can take a picture of that bin of potatoes and determine what the yield is going to be in terms of the quality, the shape, the size, how uniform they are, the grower can go back and look and say, okay, what sort of fertilizers, what was the chemical program that I used this time, how much rain did we get, what was the temperature, different variabilities. And if he can determine all of those things, then ultimately you can try to refine that and increase his yield. And that's where we want to get to.
And I would have to say that from consumers who haven't been in a sweet potato processing place or seen sweet potatoes coming out of the field, or even other growers who grow other crops, the variety that you get under normal circumstances in terms of shape and size of sweet potatoes, and then, as you say, those premium grade sweet potatoes, that's really where the value is for the grower ultimately.
Right, and if we can predict that using a program such as Sweet Apps, if we can, and that's going to take a little bit of time and research, working with the researchers here at State, if we can determine what we did to affect the size or affect the quality of them and improve upon that, then ultimately we can pass that along to other growers and increase yields for everybody.
The North Carolina Plant Sciences Initiative impacts lives through innovative applications and discoveries. By leveraging cutting-edge research and technology, we address global challenges related to agriculture, sustainability, and human health.
So I'm glad you brought up Sweet Apps. So that's really something I wanted to talk about. So how did that come about? I mean, who approached you, or did you approach the university? And what was the interest from your perspective when this was first kind of pitched to you as an idea?
We talked, it's been several years ago, with some researchers here at State about a Sweet Apps program at some of the sweet potato field days. I'm not sure exactly who the first one we talked with, but they had it at the sweet potato field days set up one day, and they were taking pictures of the top of the bin. Well, why would you do this? Show us the benefits. And ultimately, we've not adopted it at full-fledged, and I don't think anybody has. I don't think they've quite got it ready yet. But I think that the research, the potential is there for, you know, a great possibility. I unquestionably believe that anything that we can do to help our growers improve their yield, improve their quality, then the better off they're going to be, and the happier they're going to be, and the more money they're going to make, and the more productive that they're going to make the sweet potato operation.
And how did that kind of manifest itself? Did you have loads of
they
students
have been out to our
graduate program. Students coming down to your facility?
They have been out to our facility and watched what we do. We are unique, our business model is, in that we do not farm. Nash Produce does not farm. We're owned by growers that do farm. Plus, we have outside growers. So we've got maybe 65 growers, maybe 15 to 20 of them are actual shareholders, but the rest are outside growers. We treat everybody equally. But the more information that we can get to help that grower understand exactly what he has in the bin on a very quick basis. The issue in the past has been we wouldn't tell the grower until he'd harvest a crop in October, September, October. He may not know until April or May or June or July, for that matter, what was in the bin. And so it's hard for him to go back and look and see why things occurred that he did. If you can do it immediately when he's harvesting, you can take a picture of that bin and go back to him and say, look, this is what's in the bin. This is the size, this is the shape. This is going to be essentially how they're going to pack out. I think it will give him a tool to immediately decide, should I put the potatoes on this farm? Should I not? You know, and what recipe should I use, you know, to have the highest yield out of them?
So this is a great example of using kind of sensoring and phenotyping in agriculture. Other things that you're seeing these types of technologies could be useful?
We were in the cucumber business. We have since we don't do that anymore. But any of these things that you can allow to look at the crop and determine better how to increase the yield or make things better, it can.
I'd like to come back to one area. I mean, it's fantastic that you've got researchers working directly with you, and hopefully the output of their research then is really valuable and you know, results in technologies that you can actually use on the farm or in your facility. But that doesn't always happen that way. You know, we know there's sometimes research that never really sees the light of day, gets left on the shelf. It doesn't have a clear utilization. So are there kind of advice that you would have for researchers in working with growers or other industry folks like yourself to make sure that, you know, the research really does have an impact?
Yeah, I think that, you know, just from things have to be practical. You know, there's certain things that you can look at that maybe in a grand scheme of things would be nice. What ifs? Agriculture, unfortunately, has a lot of variables that most businesses don't have associated with them. So it makes it a lot harder to control some of that. You can't control the weather. You can't control the temperatures and so forth. So, you know, you've got things that you can't control. You got to work within what you can control. Researchers need to, and they do understand that, but it's just, you know, they've got to be sure that the advice that they give works within those parameters of, you know, there's not some of the variables you can't control. And, you know, we've got some fantastic researchers here. Again, Craig Incho did an incredibly good job with research and variety, and he's still working on that, or still working on some new varieties. You know, an ideal innovation for sweet potatoes right now would be something that would make the skin tighter. When we harvest sweet potatoes, we harvest, and people don't really realize this, sweet potatoes are totally harvested by hand. There's a lot of labor involved, a tremendous amount of labor. And the reason they're harvested by hand is because the skin is so sensitive when we plow them up that they can get scuffed up. And if you're in the market, in a retail market setting, and you're looking at sweet potatoes, most people, they pick the prettiest ones. It's just the way it is. So they don't want things that are scuffed up. So we need labor has become a huge issue. If over time we can come up with a variety that has a better skin set, doesn't scuff up so well, maybe we could machine harvest it. That would reduce the cost of sweet potatoes and certainly make things a lot more productive.
Thomas, thank you. It's fascinating to listen to you. And again, it's so great to have these projects which are really inspired by the users of the technology ultimately down the line. And hopefully, in this case of sweet apps, it's going to something that will go from strength to strength, and your operation will really benefit from it down the years. So thanks for being on the pod.
AgTech 360 shares relevant news and breakthroughs with audiences across the globe. Stay connected and join the conversation by following NCPSI on social media.